Your musical scrapbook on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Your musical scrapbook is filled with memories of the great entertainers who made America's music over the past 25 years. A man who produced many hit recordings during those years is Dave Dexter, now with the show business magazine, Billboard. Dave, today we're featuring Jack Teagarden.
From Vernon, Texas, the trombone and the voice of Jack Teagarden. Unfortunately, the late Jack Teagarden, one of the finest blues trombone players America has ever produced. Jack played a lot of Dixie, although he could play anything. He sat in Paul Whiteman's immense dance band for many, many years, playing all kinds of things, including Gershwin. But I think his heart really was in the old Dixie that he grew up with as a child. Here is Jack Teagarden and his band with After You've Gone.
The dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you won't be only. After you've gone, after you've gone, oh. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you go lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
In just a moment, more music by Jack Teagarden. But first, let's listen to these words from the Veterans Administration.
You know, Dave, the Veterans Administration gets many questions from veterans and their families. They want to know about their benefits under the GI Bill. One subject that's asked about frequently is VA medical care. The VA has 171 hospitals across the nation to serve veterans. Outpatient clinics and nursing homes also help make up the VA medical system. But I want to talk to you now about VA hospitals. There are certain priorities for admittance to a VA hospital. First, of course, are medical emergencies. They're admitted at once, even non-veterans, if sending them elsewhere would endanger their health or life. Next, if you were disabled, either by injury or disease, while on duty in military service, you have the next priority for admittance to a VA hospital for treatment of those conditions. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you more about admission priorities to VA hospitals, but first here again is Dave Dexter.
Here's another good old song. It actually goes back, I guess, to the 1920s, when Jack Teagarden had first come out of Texas and joined Ben Pollock's good dance band in New York and moved on up into the Paul Whiteman organization. That, of course, was long before he had his own band. This one is a tune called The Sheik of Araby, and if you all remember Jack Teagarden, he loved to sing this old standard. Teagarden and the Sheik of Araby.
I'm the Sheiky man, that's who I be. And all the gals, they fall for me. You loving men from Araby. Ain't Sheik no more you used to be. You sang a song for years, it seems. But there's better ways to capture queens. I choose this way cause it fits my means. Here's the one the gals in New Orleans. The shakes of Araby won't do, and all you people know it's true. You heard my song, and now it's true. I leave the verdicts up to you.
Oh, my. How nice to go back to those years when that record by Jack Teagarden was first made. But now here's some up-to-date information from the VA.
Right, Dave, thank you. I said earlier that after emergencies, veterans with service-related injuries or diseases have the highest priority for admission to VA hospitals for treatment of those conditions. Now, there are two other categories for admission if a bed is available. If you were discharged or retired for a disability that occurred while on active duty and you're eligible for compensation, you may be admitted for treatment of a non-service-connected illness. The third category is for veterans who were not discharged or retired for disability but who can't pay for private care. In seeking admission, they must state under oath that they are unable to pay. Remember, though, you have top priority for admission to a VA hospital only if your illness is service-related. Other admissions depend on beds being available. Get full details from your nearest Veterans Administration hospital or service organization. Now, let's return to Dave Dexter.
If Beale Street could talk, yeah, I'm talking about Memphis. 10-OC, as Jack Teagarden used to pronounce it. Here is Jack Teagarden and his big golden trombone and the Beale Street Blues.
Oh, if Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, there's a lot of married men I know would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drink their blues, and the blind man on the corner who sings these Beale Street Blues. Oh, I'd rather be there than in place I know. Oh, I'd rather be there than any place I know. It's gonna take a sergeant to make me go. Thank you. river, baby, by and by. Oh, I'm going to the river, baby, and there's a reason why. 'Cause the river's wet and the sea's done gone dry.
One of the great American standards, a pretty old ballad that goes back so many years, well, more than 40 years, perhaps even 50, is If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Jack Teagarden was always identified with this song, and rightly so, because he played it beautifully on his trombone, and many, many times why he'd set the bone down and start singing it. So here's a true treat, I believe. Jack Teagarden in his own original version of If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight.
If I could be with you, oh, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, oh, I'd love you long. And I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you that I loved you so. If I could be with you, oh, under loud tonight, if I was free to do all those little things I might, and I'm telling you for truth, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you just 1 hour tonight. If I could be with you. If I were free to do all those little things I might, I'm telling you for true, you'd be anything but true if I could be with you.
Well, it's been such a nice kick looking through this musical scrapbook and listening to Jack Teagarden and his trombone. Let's do it again. I hope we can get back and hear some more of the late Jack Teagarden on another VA show soon. This is Dave Dexter saying so long, everybody.
Thanks to Billboard Magazine's Dave Dexter for presenting your musical scrapbook as a tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, produced by the Veterans Administration. All of us join in saying, here's to veterans.